Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Vancouver.
Hello, Vancouver.
Beautiful city of beautiful people.
My word, such a pretty city.
We're just
such pretty people.
We're just moving some water.
We're moving some waters. This is an audio medium. We're moving some waters. Give it up for Zach Marsh on the keys.
Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. This one is Jess McKenna.
This one is Zach Reno.
Thank you so much for coming out. By a round of applause, who was brought here by a friend? Who is the round of applause? You all raise your hand. Very good. Thank you, friend, for bringing this new person to us. Thank you, new person, for just the biggest trust jump you could have done to bring someone to an improvised musical.
So we all know what that we know what that conversation is like. Please come to this musical. They're going to make it up. Nothing has ever sounded worse. So thank you so much for coming and trusting us and trusting your friend.
A huge gift. So everything that we do is made up. We'll never do any of it again. We couldn't if we tried. That includes everything being played by Zach on the keys over here.
He didn't write that. It's nowhere. This
okay,
is an audio
and
medium.
Then,
okay. This is an audio medium. Right. He has no sheet music. So we're going to be making it all up, but we're not going to do it alone. We're so excited.
Yeah, you know what's up. We have two
incredible guests
here.
We can't believe we get to have them. We've had them on the show before, and we love them dearly. Please welcome to the stage Mike Mitchell and Nick Weiger of the
Doughboys. And now you have microphones.
Hi, everyone. Nick?
We were fighting backstage. we had a little bit of conflict. You observed it, and then when you guys went on stage, Mitch got, and justifiably, I was out of line. Mitch got mad at me for bringing it up in front of you. So I'm.
But you know what?
This makes it all better.
We have told you that
yes.
There's sometimes, like, in the show that we just did, I needled you specifically to get you to have the fight because I think it's very funny when the two of you fight, and I love you both very much, and I know that deep down you love each other, so it doesn't bother me to watch you do your bits.
Okay.
But now he's grumpy. Grumpy grandpa.
No, I'm fine.
No, it's like exciting. It's like if you go on safari and you get to see two male elephants butt heads, you're like, yeah,
hell yeah,
fucking ticket worth it.
Have you ever seen, those
videos? I don't like being characterized as two male elephants.
Okay. How about male giraffes? Have you ever seen giraffes fight each other? It is one of the most frightening things in the world. They swing their heads at each other's bodies.
Their necks like become noodles, with power.
Yeah. They have big noodle necks and big, like, it's like a mace. They're like the
like
mason.
A morning star.
Yes. Thank you, Diablo 2 nerds in the audience will know that, like, this is like, it is like the medieval, like, mason chain weapon of
a
the animal world. A flail. It's scary. And the noise that a giraffe's head makes when it hits, it's like this thumping noise.
Can you imagine being the Foley artist if that was like in a feature film and they're like, okay, we're going to whack a cabbage on a boot? Like, how do we get the sound of two giraffe noodle necks just like slamming into each other?
Jesus. I mean, we should be honest, Nick. We were headbutting backstage.
We were a little bit, yeah. And I'm going to lose that fight.
I mean, that's just dudes. When we have conflict, we hit things with our heads.
Oh, guys, don't do that.
Yeah.
That really hurts you.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Is that why they have long necks? Is it a fighting thing?
Nah, man.
No, it's the trees, bro.
The trees. Yeah.
They are prey animals. No part of their evolution is to fight.
The trees.
It's for the trees.
Yeah. They're the literally trees. The textbook example of like how a creature evolved to have a long neck.
The trees.
The trees.
You know, feel like a real fool right now.
We're here to build you up and say whatever you know about giraffes is great. And whatever you don't know about giraffes is stuff you still get to learn about giraffes.
It's true.
Yeah.
There's always time to learn more about giraffes.
When they run, it looks like slow motion.
I think we're about to spend a whole podcast teaching things about giraffes.
We go now to the savannas of Africa, the beautiful sweeping plains.
Horse running around this plain. If I could eat those delicious leaves, life would never be the same. My brothers are taller than me. They eat leaves all the time. If I could just eat one leaf, ooh, my life would be so fine.
Life's really great at the top. Eating leaves till I stop. When my belly's full and I'm feeling good, I'm a giraffe that's on the prowl for leaves and greens. I eat them all day long. I eat them up, I take a shit, and then I sing this song.
I wish I could reach
munch, 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 all of those leaves.
In front of me, I see a candidate for a feast. No, I'm not a giraffe. I'm a villainous wildebeest. I want to have those spots inside my jaw. I want to swallow that long neck right down my gaping maw.
I could reach the top leaf.
Leaf.
Come on, Gerald. Come on, man. Let's go.
Gerald, what's the holdup, buddy?
I'm eating more leaves.
No, you gotta quit it already, man.
Why not? I'm taller than everybody else. I can just munch on these leaves. You guys can't reach them. See me up here?
Yeah, you should, like, give us some of the leaves. Huh. Like, spit them into our mouths like a bird.
Yeah. Wait. Be our mama bird.
Be our mama bird, Gerald.
You're saying bring the leaves down to you guys where you are?
Yeah, until we can grow up to be at the same, you know, level of the playing field. Yeah. Share your leaves.
Otherwise, the species will not survive.
We'll be fine. You'll grow. It just takes time. Anyways, back to my leaves.
Gerald, you can't...
Diana, what are we going to do about this dude?
I don't know. He's, like, grown way faster than us, and he's getting all the good, good leaves.
He's got a good, good long neck. It's all long and good.
And thick as hell, too.
Yeah,
T-H-I-C, thick neck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, his neck's way bigger than mine.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
We're going to be fine, right?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, am I even a gosh darn giraffe? Am I like a friggin' zebra? Would you tell me?
Well, you were a zebra?
Would you tell me if I was a zebra?
You are black and white.
Oh, fudge!
Hold on. I'm definitely a giraffe, because I got these feathery giraffe things on the side of me, a big, long, curvy neck, and I eat dead things.
Wait.
I could eat the leaves, I just don't want to, because they taste bad.
Oh, shoot. Are you a vulture?
No, I'm a giraffe.
You guys are all giraffes, trust me.
You swear that we're all the same. Even though when we look in this pond, we don't look the same at all.
Hey, but like, when I think about it... What is a giraffe but a friend of another giraffe? What is a giraffe but when you meet a giraffe, you have a good giraffe laugh? What is a giraffe? Some giraffes are smaller by half than other giraffes, but they're still a giraffe. If I'm not a giraffe, you legally have to tell me. If I'm not a giraffe, you legally have to say. If I'm not a giraffe, you legally have to tell me.
I don't have spots, I have stripes. And I'm not brown and yellow, I'm black and white. But is this a black and white issue, or is this an issue that has shades of gray? Am I a giraffe just by deciding I'm a giraffe? Do I get to say
if I'm not a giraffe, you legally have to tell me. If I'm not a giraffe, you definitely a giraffe, and I'm pretty sure you are a giraffe.
I don't think I'm a giraffe, and I don't think you're a giraffe.
You're both giraffes.
Okay, a giraffe would know if we are giraffes.
You're both giraffes.
We're both giraffes, because you know if we're not giraffes.
If we're not giraffe,
you legally have to
tell you.
If you're not a giraffe, specifically you must. So,
I'll tell you
if
so.
If we're not a giraffe, and you're deciding now you're gonna lie to our faces,
then you'll go to giraffe hell so far below. If we're not a giraffe, you legally have to tell me.
You're both giraffes.
We're both giraffes.
Giraffes, you say? You think you're all giraffes?
Oh, man, we all joined in laughing with these guys, but
yeah,
they're laughing at us.
Hey, are these laughing guys I've heard about?
Yes, it's me, one of those famously laughing animals, a wildebeest.
You sure you're a wildebeest?
I'm quite sure.
You laugh a lot.
Wait a second.
That's true.
And
I do laugh a lot.
You're not an herbivore. You straight up can munch through a bone.
I guess like a wildebeest.
Right.
To me...
All of you, shut up. We don't have time for this.
Look, I eat meat. And I know who you really are.
Wait.
But
but I can tell you the truth over by this pond.
Okay. I love a pond.
Bye, Things Gerald. We're going to follow this laughing carnivorous wildebeest.
No. Don't go with him.
Why not?
It's the giraffe code. We got to stick together. And
okay,
he didn't
then you
me.
Come too.
Oh, okay.
I love it over by this pond. Things die here all the time.
I think the giraffe code also states that one giraffe must be present to guard every tree. Is lest that? It not be taken over by another animal.
Well, you know I know everything about giraffes, and that's true, too.
Wild is kind of like a Halo capture the flag situation.
Gerald, you should probably stand and guard by the tree since you're the tallest giraffe of us definite giraffes.
We'll report back on whatever this wildebeest has to say about giraffes.
Are you guys sure you're going towards the bone graveyard? It's
Which
filled with
bones? Which bones?
All sorts of bones.
Fine. Which ones, though?
Every sort of bone there is to know in the bone graveyard.
The bone graveyard.
A human or a man or a human or a male or a woman in the bone graveyard.
Bone graveyard.
There's dogs and cats and lions and rats and big old leaves and trees too. It's a graveyard for plants as well as for animals at the bone graveyard.
The bone graveyard.
Every kind of bone you can find if you seek it at the bone graveyard.
At the bone graveyard.
I'll show you where I stash the bones, lay you know my secret at the bone graveyard.
At the bone graveyard.
Oh, there's a femur, it's from a lemur. And there is a fibula, it's from a squidula. You wanna see a bone? I got a collection. Every kind of bone, including an erection.
Bone graveyard, bone graveyard.
The graveyard with all of the bones.
Bone graveyard, bone graveyard.
One quick interjection, an erection's not a bone.
An erection's not a bone.
It's blood filling vessels, filling him up at the bone graveyard.
At the bone graveyard.
But even metaphorical bones are included.
Well, what about a bone to pick?
At the bone graveyard.
What about a funny bone?
At the bone graveyard.
What about T-Bone Burnett?
It's at the bone graveyard.
I don't have an example.
That's a boner at the bone graveyard.
At the bone graveyard.
The graveyard with all of the bones.
Yeah, we're going to go over there.
Yes, this bone graveyard right over here by this pond I mentioned.
Is this a tibula from a squibula?
It is a tibula from a squidula, that normal thing to say.
I didn't know cephalopods had bones.
They all do.
Specifically, well, actually, I don't know.
You've got a lot to learn about bones and the bone graveyard, but let me tell you something.
Tell us, carnivorous wildebeest.
Now, look, I'm an expert on bones.
Okay.
I've chomped through a lot of them, and I can tell... The bones you got underneath your flesh and fur.
And feathers.
And feathers. Are not those of a giraffe.
God. Gasp.
Hey, well, don't listen to what he says.
Gerard?
Yeah?
Who's guarding the tree?
Oh, shit.
Too late. This is a lemur tree now, motherfucker.
Oh,
the lemurs.
Yeah.
Off the lemurs.
Lemur crew has captured your flag, and your flag is a tree, and the tree is ours. And you know what we're gonna do with it?
What?
Hang from our tails, make a lot of noise. That's about it. Those are the two things that we do. Step one, we hang
from our tails,
then
make a lot of noise.
And sometimes we do those things in reverse, but it feels weird when we do it that way, so we usually start by hanging
by our tails,
then
make a lot of noise.
And the noise that we make is generally to describe the way that we hang by our tails and make noise. Cause first we hang from our tails, make a lot of noise. You get it. That's pretty much what we're going to do in the tree.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Gerard,
I messed up.
Hey, it's
no,
okay.
No, listen, there's lots of trees and there's only one you.
Right? You would tell us if there's more than one you, right?
Yeah. You guys nuts? There's not two of me. There's only one.
Well, we're here to learn all sorts of things, because knowledge is power. And this wildebeest doesn't have any reason to lie to us, but you also don't have a reason to lie to us. So, like, let's all be honest with each other about our hopes and our dreams.
Why are you huffing? Why are you breaking a giraffe sweat? Why are you darting your eyes? Is there truth that you can't get? Why are you hemming and hawing and whipping your neck just so? Is there something we don't know?
In the tree. It took it over and that upset me.
Sure.
It's nothing about you guys. My best friends, fellow giraffes, the only family I've ever known. And you grow and grow and you'll be tall like me, another giraffe. That's the tall and short of it. The long and the short of it.
Long and the short of it.
It can be tall.
Also long.
If it's long in a vertical direction, most people would describe that as tall. So it's still the
long and short of it.
But still I huff and puff.
Remember when you found me in my giraffe egg?
Remember when I was trampling that egg with my four hooves lower to the ground than yours?
And we became best friends.
Family.
Family. That's always wanted. It's the most important thing to me.
There's nothing you can say to me. What is the long and short of it?
Also the tall of it. Don't
also
forget the tall of it.
Hung up on that.
It can be tall or long.
Tell us what's wrong.
You're not giraffes.
What?
So wait. The wildebeest who we just met, who didn't find me inside my giraffe, was it even a giraffe egg, Jared?
Look, I don't know a lot of things. I'm a giraffe, and an egg, I don't know. I might have come from an egg, but you don't look like me. It's true.
You said giraffes don't necessarily look like other giraffes.
And we told you it was legally binding, and you still looked at us, and you said you guys are definitely giraffes, even when we started to be okay with the truth.
Did you?
That maybe we weren't giraffes.
We opened the door for you.
I know.
Clean.
We were
did
like,
you do a criminal? Are you a criminal?
We laid a table. We said, hey, Gerard, let's all just be honest. I'm starting to think we're not giraffes. And we said, this is legally binding.
And that was the moment you doubled down.
I told you I'd go on trial, and we picked a jury. I know. A jury of 12 animals. 12. And I lied. Still. Because I have no family.
Well, none of us do.
I know.
So what's the big deal, dude?
Yeah, family doesn't mean you have
all
to
right,
make...
fine, I'll tell you. I don't know what the fuck animals you guys are.
All right.
Okay.
I think I'm a zebra. I'm pretty sure I'm a zebra because I got these black and white stripes. Or are they white and black? Am I white with black stripes or black with white stripes? We'll never know, and I don't care. I'm a zebra, and that's all right.
And I'm probably also a zebra.
No, man, you're a vulture, I
a
think.
What?
A vulture?
You're a vulture.
Shh, he's a zebra, too.
No, man, like, what? Why
what do you have to gain from that? Well, how is that helping you?
He's a zebra.
Why
He's
do you want to
vulture.
Be a giraffe with two zebras, one of whom is definitely a vulture?
What's a vulture?
You're a flying zebra. I've seen it.
Look, I'll come clean. I had a plot this whole time. I was going to lure you two away and...
You did that.
Explain your identities.
You didn't do that.
And then I didn't get a chance to do that. We got hung up on the bone graveyard. And then I...
Which I'll never regret. I thought that was fun.
I had a really good time spending in the bone graveyard learning about all the bones.
Yeah, that was...
Going to expose yourself at the bone graveyard?
I mean, we're going to see what happened. But look, I had a plot, and I'll come clean to you as well. Because I'm starting to feel pity for you. I can't even bring myself to laugh right now.
What?
What?
Whoa.
Why would you?
Why?
Why is that? Why would you
my
say
plan,
that sentence?
My plan was to eat you, lure them away, and then help me eat you because you're such a big hunk of meat.
You were gonna eat me?
I was gonna eat you, but you know what? I realized you have nobody.
Oh man, that sucks.
You're saying he's too sad to eat?
Too sad to eat?
I'm sad meat.
You're sad meat. When I see you. My mouth don't water. It's like I'm looking at a dry otter. When I see ya, I can't get my tongue wet. Because I know you want a safe bet. You're a sad meat. You're a sad piece of meat.
Sad you're meat.
You're a sad piece of meat.
Sad meat.
You're a sad piece of meat.
Sad meat.
You're a sad piece of meat.
No way, I'm juicy and thick. You wanna eat this, bitch? Take a bite, eat it up. Suck on my sweet meats. I'm meaty, I'm plump. I got a big old rump. Just take a bite and taste it good and swallow it down like you know you should. Just take
sad
one.
Sad meat.
No!
Sad meat. Sad meat.
Sad meat.
I'm not sad meat. I'm
you
really sweet.
Meat. You are bad meat. I don't want to eat.
You are bad. I'm not bad meat. I'm
you
real
are bad meat.
I'm a bit meat. I'm really tall. I got tall feet. I'm a big giraffe. You gotta eat. Just
you're
please take a
meat.
Bite.
I'm gonna tweet. Hashtag. Bad meat.
Sad meat. Sad meat.
No, no.
Sad meat.
I'm sad meat. I'm crying now. I'm really, really sad.
He's running away.
I gotta run away to a place that will make me glad and happy to be alone. Somewhere where I'll be eaten up because... I'm really juicy, great giraffe meat.
Hey, I never seen you before.
Hey,
What are you doing? I'm just having some of these tall, tall leaves.
Yeah, my name's Gerard. I'm a giraffe.
Hi, I'm Giselle, a giraffe.
Wow, you're up here with me.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey.
My name's Greg, a giraffe.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, my name's Giraffe. I'm a gazelle.
Oh, that's great.
This is my friend Giselle. She's a giraffe.
Why are you crying?
Why are you crying?
Why are you crying? You know, it's hard when we cry. Some of the smaller animals think it's raining.
Oh, my God. Rain, find cover!
I get it. We're all tall and giraffe-like. And
that's right.
We're all giraffes here.
We're all giraffes here.
But why are you crying? It's so sad to see teardrops on your long, beautiful lashes.
Well,
don't you love how we have long, beautiful lashes and straight-up purple tongues?
That wrap around and are really long.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
Yeah. I've never really had a family. I've never really hung out with giraffes before.
Oh, well, it's not a good idea to cry because then you'll season up your delicious meat. Mm. And you know, the point of being a giraffe is to never be eaten.
Never be eaten.
Yeah, never be eaten.
Yeah, I don't have to be sad around you guys. You guys are my new friends. My real friends, right?
If you want.
Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha. The air is so rare up here. Ha, 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 ha. And we can see things so clear and we have like two a day. Oh, what a good giraffe way. And sometimes I stand and let my shadow be wide. And then a tiny little animal seeks shelter inside. And then I move and the animal gets so scared. He had no idea, no wares. I was not a tree. Oh, listen as he starts to flee. Oh, ha, 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 ha. And we can see things so clear and and we have plenty of things to say. Oh, I think I just had my third thought of the day. It was like, if I had a berry and the berry was almost a raisin, but it wasn't yet.
You just blew my mind.
What is that?
I finally found the family that I've been trying to find.
Really?
Yeah, that berry thing, it blew me away. I gotta say, you guys saved the day. I'm now with
ha, 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 ha.
My mind
ha,
is so ha, clear ha, up here. Ha, 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 ha. My mind is so clear up here.
If it isn't three tall, delicious pieces of meat.
Okay, leopard, I'm honestly sick of you. I'm honestly
I'm not a leopard. I'm just hanging out in a tree waiting for something to come
along. You're a flippin' leopard, and I know you are. I know you hunt alone.
I'm a big branch, a big spotty yellow branch.
I'm not gonna get fooled.
Branches don't talk.
Branches don't talk. We know that.
I'm not gonna get fooled by the speckly light trick. You're a straight-up leopard, and I'm sick of you, and I'm sick of you. I'm honestly sick of you. I've had enough, okay?
Giselle, your energy is really bringing me down right now.
My energy is bringing you down.
You're being straight up rude. I'm just a nice branch on a tree trying to make friends with animals who, as I understood it, love to eat branches off of trees.
Okay, let me talk to this branch, if branches are so loquacious.
That branch is asleep, and you can't talk to him. He'll wake up, oh, gosh, he'll
be
grumpy.
You know what? At least with the lions, they have, like, a thing going on where I'm like, if you get me, I'm going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you work together. You send signals with the way your ears move. That's straight up honestly amazing.
Shh, so guys. They're on to us. Who told them about the ear signals? I've been hiding in the brush today. I was about to jump on all these giraffes, and now I find that someone is blabbing about the ear signals.
I just think it's obvious, because I think they watch us, and when we go through the tall grass, I'm like, you go to the left, and then my little ear goes like, go to the left.
No, I know what it means. I'm wondering, why do they know what
it means? Well, they're giraffes. And, they have like that. They have that vision where they're really high up. Also, I'm supposed to be sleeping right now. Why'd you wake me?
Because I have... I'll be honest with you, I might have mentioned it to them.
Fuck. Brenda. Why would you do that, Brenda?
I didn't mean to. I
Why
just.
Brenda, you are the most Gabby lion I've ever met.
Brenda the Gabby lion.
Hey.
If you want to keep a secret as a lion, don't tell Brenda.
Brenda. If you want to keep a secret and you're trying, don't tell Brenda.
If you're telling the truth and you ain't lying,
don't tell Brenda.
Just give me a little bit of something.
If you think it will be fun, well, cat don't got her tongue, it's Brenda.
Got a gabby mouth like you would not believe. Secrets cannot possibly stay in her mouth between her teeth. She opens up her lips and the secrets all come out. Telling all your secrets is what Brenda is about. If you want someone to keep your secrets,
don't tell Brenda.
Brenda.
Hey, if you got a little secret, just tell me. Like Stevie's got a rickety knee.
Now we don't know that.
And he got eaten by a lion after I gabbed about it.
You let a lion eat another lion, oh Brenda.
And now I'm talking all about it, oh Brenda.
Oh Brenda.
You better not tell Brenda.
Here's one last secret. I like when you say, oh Brenda.
You think he's gonna come back?
Well, I hope so. He was really sad, and I always want to be there for a friend, but I was like, you're sad that the hyena, I'm sorry, can we just call you what you are?
All right, fine. Wait, yeah. What?
I'm a hyena.
What?
I've been telling you I'm a wildebeest, but I'm a hyena.
What am I?
You're a vulture.
What is that?
Okay, do you want to know?
Yes.
Okay. You are a bird and you eat what's already dead.
Okay.
You fly around and you have a few little hairs on your head.
I do.
You look like an old balding human man.
What?
Here's the other thing that I understand.
What?
You won't ever, 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 ever thrive if you try to eat something when it's alive. You are a harbinger of death. People think of you.
A vulture is also something that brings joy. When I pick the meat off the bones of a dead thing, and it doesn't get annoyed because it's already dead.
Yeah.
The thing is dead, and maybe someone else passes by and they say, eating things of a dead thing, what a very positive guy.
Totally, but you are a harbinger of death.
What does that mean exactly?
I think people fear you. Scared, even though I know you and I know that you're aware.
Like, I would never kill a thing.
That's rad.
That doesn't go through my head. I would never ever eat something that wasn't already dead.
Yeah.
I don't bring on the death. I just clean up after act three. I'm not sure it is fair to assign Harbinger of Death to me.
You're an important cog in the circle of life.
eat the dead thing.
He eats the dead thing.
We eat the dead.
I'm usually the dead thing.
You're the dead thing. And that's what it means to be a vulture.
So Gerard, are you like so glad you left the friends, the little hodgepodge crew you were running with, so you could be with us sweet drafts?
Those nerds.
Those
animals who don't look like you.
You were hanging out with a zebra and a straight up vulture. How tragic. How tragic. Pathetic.
I heard that the tree you were guarding got taken over by lemurs.
Oh my gosh, that's disgusting. Wait a second, all the way over here, not on Madagascar? That's so gross.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, it was those guys' fault, definitely, that the tree got taken over by lemurs.
Yeah, I bet it would never happen from a giraffe. Like, yeah. We're too high and mighty.
Yeah.
You've learned an important lesson. Only stick with your own kind.
Yeah. Never befriend a different animal.
Never befriend anyone who looks different than you.
Excuse me, Giselle.
Yeah, okay, listen, giraffe, just because,
I'm
like...
I'm a giraffe. I'm a gazelle.
I know.
I'm not a giraffe. My name is Giraffe.
That's what I was calling you. I know what I was saying. I said, listen, giraffe.
I'm listening.
That's your name.
Okay. Okay.
Just because our moms were friends doesn't mean we have to be.
Oh my God.
But I'm sorry.
Moms were friends.
I know, but I'm saying just because our moms were friends doesn't mean we have to be. Like,
well, I have bad news for the three of you.
What?
You have wandered too far away from the tree and lemurs are in a nap.
Oh, no.
Whoa, what?
Hey, guess what, motherfuckers?
Hang by our tails.
Hang by our tails. Make a lot of noise
about hanging by our tails.
We're lemurs, and we have tails. And we're here to make a lot of noise. I cannot clap while hanging from this tree. Clapping and hanging don't work simultaneously. We are lemurs, and we have tails.
We have tails.
We're here to hang and make a lot of noise. And if you say that we're not lemurs, you are wrong. And if you say that we are quiet, you are also wrong.
I can't believe we lost our trail. Can't believe we lost our tree.
I can't believe it. This is your fault.
Wait, no, no.
This is your fault.
Yeah.
You did this to us.
Wait, no, what are you talking about?
Ever since you joined us, everything's been going wrong. We lost our tree.
I had to be honest with Giraffe, something I've been avoiding for a decade.
Oh, you know what? Giraffe seems kind of nice. I don't know why you yelled at Giraffe.
Oh, because I don't know. It's just like, okay, this story's not even going to make sense to you. But it was like this thing where, like, okay, I was
going to... Oh, my God. If you are about to tell the watering hole story...
Okay, I am.
Absolutely two sides to this. This is fucking incomprehensible.
It was my turn to go to a watering hole by myself. Have a little me time. And then my mom was like, hey, I have a different idea. How about you do something else? But it was supposed to be me time. Suddenly, I'm tagging along with someone else. I wanted to take that girl, put her on a shelf. Giraffe had to be there, and she was like asking me questions. And I was like, please be quiet, this is my me time. Please be quiet,
this is my me time.
I mean, I tried not to be mean, but okay, yes, okay, fine. I pushed her in the watering hole, cause it was me time.
I'm sorry, I was going to the watering hole on my own. That was my plan in the morning, to go all alone. And then you tagged along.
No.
I was going there first.
No.
Yes, that is what happened.
Oh my God, you're the worst. And my mom was like, I promise it'll be fun. Just why don't you go with her and sit in the sun? And I was like, Mom, I was gonna put my face in the mud. And you want this girl there? That sounds like a dud. Just want a little me time.
Just want a little me time.
Okay, so I shoved her in the mud. Okay, it was mean and fine, but I just wanted a little me time.
I don't like me time. I need other people around.
People?
I'm uncomfortable when there's silence. I always need some sound. I don't like me time. I don't like me time.
Have you ever taken a little me time? You'll learn about yourself if you take a little me time.
Me
into
introspection is healthy. Take some me time.
Yeah, you went straight from those other creatures to, like, being right with us. Why don't you, like...
Who are you?
Who are you, Gerard?
Yeah, go for
we
it.
We can't
yourself.
Answer you that. We can't answer you that.
Who am I? A lonely giraffe on his own. His mother and father are gone. I am so sad. I saw my parents eaten by a big old lion. Then I try to fill the gaps with monkeys and zebras and other giraffes. But I need to come face to face with the truth. I'm just a little giraffe loner out on his own. A giraffe loner all alone. I don't need anyone. I don't need you or you. Goodbye, jungle. Goodbye, I'm through. Or maybe it's a desert. This place is real weird. There's trees and water and sand and stuff. I'm walking off. I'm leaving all you behind. I'm a giraffe. I'm one of a kind. And I will be alone. All alone. A single giraffe.
Alone, alone.
I don't need anyone.
Look, it's a single giraffe.
Need
lions
anyone.
Run after this single giraffe with no support system. Lions gather. We can get him. He's got nobody to protect him.
Let's use our ears and let's use our tail. We can get him. Brenda, don't give a hail. Brenda, don't tell him we're coming.
Brenda, don't tell him we're coming. Brenda, keep your mouth shut. Don't tell him we're coming. Brenda, don't tell the giraffe we're coming. Brenda, don't tell the giraffe we're coming.
I'll try not to.
Oh, Brenda.
Oh, Brenda.
Oh, Brenda.
I'll try.
He's going. There he is. He's running, and there's lions chasing after him.
Vincent, you gotta fly to get to him.
Have to what?
You can do it. You can fly.
Vultures fly?
Yeah.
Fly.
I'll run behind you, but you're definitely gonna get there first.
I'll distract them with some loud laughing. Over here!
I'm
over
not
here.
Bringing death, I'm saving a life. Saving a life.
Brenda, don't tell him.
Gotta tell him. I have to tell him the news. It's me, Brenda.
Oh, Brenda.
Gossip too good, I gotta spread it.
They're so scary.
Yes, I am circling around you. Does that mean your time is coming soon?
My time's up. My time is up.
No, I circle around you to protect you, my friend. But there's lions after you. You're gonna meet a sharp and pointy end. Follow me to the place where lions.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Then this is where we stay. Lions will go away. These lions
so
will go
away.
Gerard, you never had to run from your family. Even though a zebra and a vulture and giraffe are quite a pair of three. You
and
know
now-
what? Four.
Yeah, this hyena could be here too.
Wow.
No, I can't.
Just promise you won't eat us.
Is that something you can do?
Because if you're gonna eat us, you legally have to
tell us.
If you're gonna eat us, you legally have to tell us.
If you're gonna eat us, you legally have to say.
And if you
don't eat us, you don't have to go away.
Cause you're also alone.
I guess I didn't realize I'm also alone. I would love to have me a home.
Yeah.
Cause you know what they say.
What?
When you're around those who you love, it's the family you chose. And together, well, hey.
Ooh. Let's turn this into a different kind of bone graveyard. You know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
I'm horny as shit. Need to get my shit sucked.
Different kind of family. A different kind of family. A different kind of family.
I'm in luck. I found a family that likes to fuck.
Different kind of family.
We're nothing but men.
Discovery Channel. Get up on me.
Get up on me.
Get up on me. A big giraffe.
Yeah.
I'll be fun to mount.
Well, that's the long and the short of it.
That seemed like a joke, but we're all open here. A hyena, a giraffe, a zebra. We can all be friends. Two.
More than friends.
More than friends.
A family that fucks.
A family that
fucks. A family that
fucks. It doesn't matter if we have different parts. All that matters is we have open hearts. It doesn't matter if we have different.
Can't get it up.
That's okay. It's a lot for one day.
I know. It was way too much.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's been a big day. We discovered a lot in a short amount of time.
And we're all
I just got
okay.
So excited. I thought something good was going to happen, but...
Something
no.
Good will happen.
Let's
just give it time.
Time.
Okay. Give it time. Give it time. Give it time.
And you know what? You're not a hyena.
What?
What?
You're a chimpanzee.
I am?
Yes. You can swing from tree to tree. Trust me.
Yeah, swing for me. I'm a tree.
No, that's a leopard,
that's a
and,
leopard.
I'm honestly sick of this guy.
On to a new, more gun
no.
Place.
You know what? Anyone could be family. Join us, too. Okay.
You mean, all I really wanted was for someone to say, yes, you are a tree. You belong here.
Okay.
You're saying, here, I can be a tree?
You can be whatever you want.
Yeah.
I want to be a tree.
We just have one rule. If you're gonna
eat
us,
I legally have to tell you.
Got it.
If I'm gonna